I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore City Police Commissioner Rich Woolley will join us at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss that. But right now, we're giving you our predictions for baseball this year. We love to do that. We do. We're going to go each divisional winner, the three wild card teams, and ultimately the World Series winner. All right? Let's start off. Let's finish out with the AL East. Let's start off with the National League. You guys good with that?
Yep. Sure.
All right, let's go National League East. Jeremy Kahn.
Braves win it.
Braves win it?
Yep.
I'm with you all the way. Braves win it. I think they win it big.
Do you want to know what wild cards we have coming out of each division, or are you going to wait to the end for that?
Wait to the end.
Okay.
All right. Ed?
Braves.
Braves. All right, Central, Ed, NL Central.
I think the Brewers do it again.
You do?
Yeah.
I think they lost two of their biggest chips, their pitcher and their manager. I think the Cubs win it.
Man, that's a tough division. I would agree with Rob. I'm going to go with the Cubs winning it. I'm intrigued by St. Louis, although they did sign all these kind of, you know, I don't want to say has-been pitchers, but guys that are on the back
end of
the
players. Borderline has-beens. Yeah, borderline has-beens. In the NL West, I think the Dodgers run away with the West. Ed Norris?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be worse than last year. They finished 16 games ahead of the Diamondbacks last year. There'll be even more this year.
Yeah.
That lineup's just absurd.
Ridiculous.
And they've got enough pitching and enough money to make moves and do whatever they want. They have a loaded farm system. How do you pick against the Dodgers?
Jeremy, who's your three wild card teams in the National League?
The Padres, the Phillies, and do I want to go with the D-backs? I'll say Padres, Phillies, and D-backs.
You know, that's what I have. Phillies, Padres, and Diamondbacks for the National League. Ed Norris?
I have the Mets, Phillies, and Padres.
You think the Mets get in?
I do.
So you think the D-backs are out. All right. Yep. Let's go American League. Let's start with the bottom. Let's go with the West. Ed Norris, we'll get to the West.
I think the Rangers take it this year instead of the Astros.
Yeah. Jeremy Kahn?
I got the Astros. I still think they're one of the best teams in the American League, and they'll get Verlander back.
I'm going with the Rangers, too, because I think they'll start off hot and cruise into it. I think it'll be close. Central, Jeremy.
This is the toughest one because Kansas City's made some improvements. I like some of their young pitchers. I still, Detroit's going to be better, and I thought that they were kind of like the Orioles, but they're not there yet. I guess you still have to go with the Twins. I mean, it's just, like, it's a craft division. One team's coming out of there. There's no wild cards coming out of there. It's whoever wins it gets in.
Yeah. I got Twins as well. I think they're just too strong for the other teams. In the East.
Hey.
What you got?
I get the Tigers.
I didn't pick yet.
Yeah. Okay. I got the Tigers. I think they're going to take the division. I think they're much improved, and I don't think the Twins are all that good. I mean, that's an 87-win team last year to win the division. Whoop. So, I mean, I think they're definitely vulnerable. I think the Tigers are going to be a much better team this year.
Whoop.
Whoop.
And who wins the East?
Come on now. I think the Orioles take the East, and I think they do it pretty convincingly.
Wow.
I mean, a couple of games ahead of the Rays, who I think are going to be chasing them again. But I think they're going to win again by, they'll win again by 4 or 5 over the Rays.
Jeremy Conn, I got a feeling you're not picking the Orioles.
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
I am. I'm picking the Orioles, but the weird thing that I'm going to do is when it comes to my wild card, a lot of wild card teams coming out of the AL East, in my opinion.
I got the Orioles, too, coming out of the East.
I had a guy that I really trust, and Derek Carr, he was an analytical guy on my show Sunday, and he said the Orioles are vastly being overvalued, but that's what all the analytical guys say. And you know me, I love the numbers. You love analytics in baseball, so do I. I just don't buy into it because Fangraphs and some of these other companies have been telling us stuff for years that, hey, they're not going to do this, they're not going to do that. It's about time you guys realize that some of the young talent that they have are superstars.
Yeah, they are. That's the thing about it. They are what their baseball card says they are. That's just how it is. All right, Jeremy, who are your three wild card teams in the AL?
The other three teams out of the American League that aren't named the Red Sox. I got all American League East teams. I know people are going to buy into the Rangers. I get it. I wanted to buy into Seattle. And again, I think Seattle can put it together, but I was really disappointed in what happened to them last year because they have six really good starters on that team.
Right.
And they weren't scoring runs and they fell apart.
Ed, I'm going Yankees, Rays, and Astros.
Ah. Well, that's too bad because I'm going Astros, Rays, and Yankees.
So. All right, Ed, who are the two ALCS teams and who wins the AL?
Who wins the American League? I think the Orioles win the American League this year.
Over who?
I'm hoping for a rematch with the Rangers, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because that's mine. Orioles over the Rangers in the ALCS. Jeremy Conn?
I'm going to go Astros over the Orioles in the ALCS. Okay. Taking another step forward. Just trying to be a little bit different here. And I'll take you want National
League? National League, I have the Braves over the Dodgers.
I got the Dodgers over the Braves.
It?
I got the Braves over the Dodgers.
Yeah. World Series, what do you have, Ed?
I have the Braves winning it all.
I have the Orioles over the Braves.
I got the Dodgers.
Dodgers win it all.
And you know what?
You want to take that $500? I bet him. I said $500 that the Dodgers don't win the World Series.
No, you even went back and said they don't win the NL. They don't get there.
Yeah.
He said
$500.
You know what?
Hey, everybody's listening.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
It's on.
$500, they don't make it to the World
Series.
Are
we allowed to do that on the air? That's a good time to ask.
Nobody saw it.
I jump changes.
500 handshakes.
I'm picking the Orioles over the Braves.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'm telling you, Dodgers not getting to the World Series at all. All right, Orioles Cy Young Award winner.
Cole Irvin. You know what? He didn't get it last year.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. But he's going to get a chance to be in the rotation. I think this is his year. Cole Irvin.
Are you really going Cole Irvin?
I'm going back with my guy again.
The Orioles Cy Young.
Yeah.
you are.
I picked him last
year. Are you Ed Norris? Like, when you like a guy, you like a guy. Gargano's, he could suck.
Well, I'm picking him because the obvious answer is Corbin Burns.
Well, be obvious then. I'll take
Grayson Rodriguez.
Okay, I like that. I'm going Corbin Burns.
I'm going Burns.
Right. Ed, who is the Orioles MVP?
Gunnar Henderson.
I got Gunnar.
It's hard to get away from the best hitter on the team. I'm going Gunnar.
Orioles breakout play, I'm going Jordan Westberg.
I like that a lot. Mm. I like that a lot. Cole Irvin. all right, I'll pick somebody. I think I picked Cole Irvin for all three of these last year like an idiot. Breakout player, I'll say Colton Cowser. He made the team, swinging a hot stick coming out of spring training. Let's see what he does.
Ed.
I think Westberg, honestly, because I thought he was good before, and I think now
weird that nobody talks about him, or is that kind of like
it is
like his persona? Mm-hmm. Is there just so much talent around this team that he doesn't get, just due?
And he's sitting back saying, "All right,
okay." I was better off.
Okay, Mary Franklin's.
Yeah.
He is a quiet dude, right?
Yeah.
Super quiet.
Yeah, very quiet. Very quiet. Cool dude, but quiet. All right.
Yeah.
The over/under in wins is 90.5. Jeremy Conn, the gambling expert.
I'll go over, but I don't know that it's going to be over as much as everyone thinks. But I think it's like 95. 96.
I was going to say that. I think they win 94 games and win the AL East by 2 games.
I'm saying 97. I think they approach 100 again, just fall a little bit short.
All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, Angry Joe, who's your World Series matchup and who wins?
I'll go Dodgers over Orioles.
Okay, in the World Series?
Correct.
Terrible pick.
All right.
Dodgers ain't winning it.
You want to jump in on this too, Joe?
I'm good on
the
that.
The Dodgers are going to Dodger. They're going to Dodger.
How funny was
That's what they do. The Dodgers, Dodger.
How funny was it seeing Ohtani and Betts waiting in the on-deck circle Ohtani and it just says Ohtani Betts?
It's like, yeah, I bet he does.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. They just now. Let me ask you this: if there's a managerial change during the season, is it a wash?
No, because I get
because that's why they're not going to win.
They ain't firing him mid-season.
If there's a managerial change throughout the season.
To where Roberts?
Yeah. He sucks, man.
if they change managers, I'm backing out. Do I get a payout? Is there a payout?
A payout?
A payout.
You want a buyout?
Is there like a $200 buyout?
Oh, you mean if you leave early, like when you're betting?
Yeah.
It depends. It's $133 right now. That's the buyout. And 17 cents.
410-583-1057. That's the number. We're broadcasting live right outside of Pickles Pub, right next to the Hampton, as we celebrate opening day 2024. Fans are already coming in. We got the beer truck in front of us. Does that mean it's free, or what are they doing here?
That's Bond Distributing.
I think it's free if you're within 30 yards.
Yeah, but don't forget, 30 yards. Yeah.
Coors Light's got the new big thing at the Centerfield Bar, right?
You know what I'm happy about? The DJ's not here.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
The DJ's
are you kidding me? He's got his Justin Timberlake CD. He's ready to roll.
He played Justin Timberlake.
I think
he played the entire time last year.
He played the entire Justified album. Didn't you get the last two?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.